If you had the ability to go back in the time, and I'm pretty sure you would go back to this period here, what area would you like to see? What event would you like to see unfold if you could travel back, Ken?
The Exodus.
Really? Why?
Not the
crucifixion, but the Exodus, huh?
Everything stems from Sinai. Everything stems from Sinai. Yeah. And it is so hot and incendiary right now, especially in my world, in the academic world, where scholars debate whether Israelites were ever in Egypt to begin with. Was the whole thing just mythological? Was the Exodus just pure mythology, or was there something historical to it? And I've got my own theories now about the Exodus that link it with something that happened historically and even geologically that are beyond fascinating. And I'm talking about a huge volcanic eruption on the island of Santorini. And I'd love to be around and watch that.
Now, at what period of time do you think that happened, and what happened?
Well, we're talking about the largest volcanic explosion on the planet in the last 10,000 years. 10 times the explosive force of Krakatoa. Multiple times the explosive force of the A-bomb at Hiroshima that would have sent forth tsunami upon tsunami, earthquake, darkness. Now, there's debate about when it happened. Geologists would place it closer to 1600 BCE, but archaeologists place it closer to 1500 BCE, and we have evidence of volcanic pumice from that explosion in, of all places, Egypt. So it certainly changed the whole planet and certainly changed all of civilization and made extinct a great Mediterranean civilization.
Do you think that was the cause of the Exodus? People escaping?
I cannot help but find a correlation between the plagues described in the Book of Exodus and this volcanic explosion. It's something that scholars shy away from, but it's too tantalizing. If we're looking for plagues, if we're looking for the sea splitting, for Pharaoh's chariots being engulfed in the waves, then either as academicians we have to just consign this to pure mythology, or we have to say, hey, can we find anything historically that is indicative of massive geological convulsion? And by golly, we have one event of this nature. And curiously enough, if you trace back the biblical chronology, and this is quite possible because the Israelites, they made sure that they recorded the exact years that every individual was born chronologically. You can trace it all the way back, and you come to a date of the Exodus at around 1470 BCE. Santorini explosion, 1500. The Bible says 1470. That's tantalizing.
How do we know that there is a God? Maybe all these ancient texts were based on events that they couldn't explain. They were natural events, like the volcanic eruption, and so they added to it some kind of supernatural perspective and created God, because they had really no answers.
Yeah, well, sure, a lot of fine scholars will say that. It's curious that in the academic world we can talk about basically debunking God, but we can't say much about promoting God. We really can't say anything about promoting God in the academic world. So on the outside of academe, to me, the most amazing thing is that science is where we prove it. Science is where we prove God. It used to be the realm of high philosophy that entered into questions about the existence of God. It's not anymore. Philosophy has devolved into a lot of linguistic analysis. Today it's science and it's astrophysics. And I'm endlessly intrigued by the impossibility of our existence without a divine being, without a divine hand. You don't have to worry about teaching theology in school. All you have to do is point out the fact that our existence, by every scientific measure, is just flat impossible. at the moment of the Big Bang, the universe could and should have turned out any number of ways except our own. It was designed.